The Happy Cement Worker. Employees should dedicate themselves to their profession and enjoy what they do. They should avoid complaining about their jobs. If you hate your work, the unhappiness will wear you out, not the job. All kinds of Buddha Dharma practice help us nurture our blessings and wisdom, so we should be content whatever we do. It would be downright pitiful to waste time getting frustrated over things that don't go our way, or to have idle thoughts daydreaming all the time. Once, when I was in Hong Kong, we hired 6 or 7 cement workers for about 2 months to repair my seclusion room. I noticed 2 workers with opposite dispositions. One was happy all the time, often singing while he was working, eating, or taking a break. "Coming," he would answer cheerfully and enthusiastically whenever somebody called him. The other worker, however, had a hot temper and got annoyed easily. He swore while he was working and even threw his bowl and chopsticks around when he was eating. How troublesome! Out of sympathy, I asked the unhappy worker, "Why are you unhappy? When you are on your break, you look fine, but when you are working, you are miserable again." "Look at that youngster in front of you. He is happy at break time, but he is even happier when working. You both do the same work, so I don't think the work is depressing you. Perhaps the afflictions in your mind are weighing you down instead. If your work is really making you so unhappy, why do you work? You could put it all aside." He replied, "I have to support my family. How can I quit?" I told him, "Then you should change your attitude. Work happily. Why make yourself suffer?" This reminds me of Dr. Sun Yat-sen. He was an avid reader. Once he was traveling on a ship. As he was reading, he noticed that the man sitting next to him looked depressed and sighed often. In contrast, there was a porter who was always cheerful, singing and dancing as he went about his tasks. He was so happy that one would think he was in heaven. Watching his neighbor's sad face for some time, Dr. Sun finally put down his book and asked him why he was so miserable. They began to talk, and it turned out that this sad man was a millionaire. He had spent the whole day upset over losing money on a loan. Dr. Sun said to him, "Look at that porter! He earns meager wages but leads a happy life. You are a wealthy person, but your life is full of suffering. I wonder why some people are always so unhappy. Is it because they have a very hard life? Or is it because they have painful ulcers and burning lumps that will not go away? Nobody can help you remove your afflictions. Since you are bound to them, you are the only person to undo the knot. It is said the knot must be untied by the person who tied it. We all wish for peace and happiness, so why do we make ourselves suffer? Don't be like the fly. If that window is closed, look for another that is open. Do not attempt to fly through solid glass, or you will seal your own demise. Calm down, let go, and if you feel troubled, look at things from a different perspective and you will discover that afflictions and bodhi are the same. Banish pessimistic gloom and lead a joyful life." The ancients said, "All things are originally neither good nor bad. It is people who make the distinction." The Romans said, "All roads lead to Rome. There are many paths that you can take. If this one is blocked, why do you insist on following it? Don't be foolish. If you hit a dead end, you have to turn back. If you come across a fallen tree sprawling across the road, you have to stoop down and pass under it. It is too much work to have it moved. Are you not pressed for time? Just stoop down and slip past it. You can't be so serious as to demand the tree make way for you." We will encounter many different situations in our lives, so we must be able to adapt accordingly.